Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Democrats and Republicans found one thing to agree on today, taking rail company Norfolk Southern to task for the train derailment in East Palestine in Ohio. CEO Alan Shaw and others appeared before a Senate panel investigating the derailment today. NPR political reporter Ximena Bustillo joins us from the Capitol building. Hi, Ximena.
Hey there.
So the senators didn't agree on everything, but their tone was mostly cooperative. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance even criticized members of his own party who oppose a bipartisan train safety bill that he unveiled last week.
I'm a pretty conservative Republican, and I worry that there has been a movement in my party and in my movement in response to the legislation that I proposed that would not hold Norfolk Southern or the rail industry accountable.
Can you tell us about this bill and what CEO Alan Shaw had to say about it?
Mm-hmm. The bill, which is introduced by the two Ohio senators, so that's J.D. Vance and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, and it would increase penalties on railroad companies and impose stricter safety requirements, just to put it in a nutshell. Some of these provisions have even been pushed for by the transportation secretary himself, but Alan Shaw, the CEO of Norfolk Southern, said he's in favor of some provisions but didn't fully say what he endorsed, as a full bill, and he stayed away from really endorsing the complete package.
Now, independent Bernie Sanders pressed Shaw to commit to paid sick leave for all rail employees. Here's a little of that back and forth with Sanders and Shaw.
I will commit to continuing to discuss with them important quality of life issues with our local craft colleagues.
In all due respect, you sound like a politician here, Mr. Shaw. Paid sick days is not a radical concept in the year 2023.
How did Shaw answer these criticisms about the way the company treats their workforce?
You know, it was basically what you just heard. You know, Shaw gave the really quick answer. He is committed to talking about these issues, but didn't commit to implementing any sort of policy. Not that we necessarily expected some sort of announcement like this to come in this kind of setting. However, this is kind of important context because this has been the opportunity for lawmakers to not only question what caused the derailment, but also bring railroad corporations and companies into question again. And I say again because we had those two instances at the end of last year where unions almost went on strike, railroad unions almost went on strike over the lack of paid sick leave. And so even if it's in the Brown-Vance bill or, you know, out of these questions, it's going beyond just the derailment and other measures and changes as well.
Ximena, we only have 30 seconds, but what do we expect to come next, especially out of the Senate?
It really depends. There's the possibility of a vote or a markup on that bipartisan bill. This was a very bipartisan hearing. We saw a lot of the same questions and same tones from, you know, members on all sides of the aisle. And so that gives an indication that there could be movement, but it's Congress. Nothing happens till it happens.
NPR political reporter Ximena Bustillo, thank you so much.
Thank you.